supposed to do is to put a central barrier chameleon up the middle of the carriageway now, and that essentially will do away with all the right-hand turning lanes on the carriageway, with the exception of the Cullen Road one. It's a very, very busy carriageway. There are a lot of businesses now on both sides of that road, both in and out of town. People are literally taking their life in their hands and based on oncoming traffic, looking to turn right. And it's a very fast and busy road. And we have the problem of people exiting from businesses, cutting across four very busy lanes of traffic. It's the approach road to Letterkenny. And the last thing we need is for road traffic accidents here to be happening and maybe people possibly being killed. If we can at all put some measures in place to stop this, then I think this is a good move. Within the LUT study, they suggested that we should look at, especially at peak times, to have traffic lights installed and to put them in use at peak times so that we could monitor and ensure the free flow of traffic and to ease congestion at both the Polestar, as you said, and also at the Dry Arch roundabout.
In terms of funding for these safety measures, what is the situation? Is that funding now on the table and guaranteed?
Yeah, it seems to be. The NRA are asking the council to examine the roundabout layout as well, and the money's now seem to be available to start this project this year and hopefully have it finished by the end of the year, and maybe second phase the complete, and that would be the traffic lights in phase two for by the end of 2012.